SSA will process more than 3.1 million disability claims in 2010. This would be the second year in a row the number of claims topped 3 million and more than a 25% increase over 2008. Congressman Jim McDermott is the chairman of the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Income Security and Family Support. He says more than a million people are waiting for SSA to make a decision.
Disability claims will wait an average of 111 days for an initial decision. And appellants, those people who appeal, will wait an average of 442 days in addition to delays in earlier stages. For cases that are appealed all the way to the federal courts, the process takes an average of 1,720 days. If those are just averages, I hate to think what the outliers would be on that kind of a record.
McDermott's subcommittee and the Subcommittee on Social Security held a joint hearing yesterday on SSA's efforts to reduce the backlog. McDermott calls on SSA to take bold steps to improve its claims processing. SSA says it has made a great deal of progress over the last few years. The Government Accountability Office recently found that the agency's strategy to reduce its claims backlog was sound, but it also came with several risks. Dan Bertone is the Director of Disability Issues Education, Workforce, and Income Security at GAO.
We also noted that SSA projected higher levels of performance than it has historically experienced, and estimated that if SSA did not meet and maintain its annual ALJ productivity goals, its chances of reaching 466,000 pending claims by the target date could be reduced by more than half. Meanwhile, we noted that the plan lacked performance goals and measures, as well as cost estimates for many initiatives, which could hinder SSA's ability to monitor progress, as well as overall return on investment.
SSA's goal is to eliminate the hearings backlog by 2013. It has also driven down the number of pending cases by 10%, despite the increase in the overall number of claims it's receiving. Michael Astru is the commissioner of the Social Security Administration. He says further improvements are possible through a combination of hiring more people and improving technology.
We're building a common disability case processing system that will replace old programming language in each of the 54 DDSs. This web-based system will be the foundation for a state-of-the-art disability process. ECAD is also improving the quality of our decisions by aiding examiners as they evaluate disability claims. Every DDS will have this important tool by April 2011.
SSA plans to hire more than 3,000 new employees to process disability claims in 2010. Astru says there are several other easy things SSA is doing to make the process more straightforward. He describes one recent change.
When there's a verification program that's a four-digit Social Security number instead of a 9, that means 10 times as many people come in to the field offices because 4 digits is very inaccurate. So there's a number of things in terms of simplification that could conceivably reduce some of our burdens. You know, a simple thing that we did that saved us, I think, a lot of 2007 is that we were asking for every retirement application, following an old policy that said you've got to either mail to us or bring into a field office an original birth certificate for authentication. Well, it turned out we could actually authenticate much more effectively with information that we'd already started collecting over the years.
Additionally, SSA is using health information technology to improve processing times. The agency spent $17 million in Recovery Act funding to improve how they exchange data with 15 healthcare organizations in 12 states.
Another initiative will allow representatives to perform much of their business online, including checking progress of cases, which will be better for them, their clients, and us. We have started an effort to streamline our payment processes so that we can pay beneficiaries and representatives more promptly. Despite the surge of claims, we are on track to eliminate the hearings backlog in 2013 and reduce the disability claims pending to pre-recession levels no later than 2014.
He adds SSA's productivity has increased by 4% on average over the last 3 years. SSA also is looking at its mission more broadly. Astru says the agency is updating its strategic plan.
We started up that process again and try to match anticipated workloads against our capacities and try to figure out what we need to do differently. We're expecting that the new report should be ready probably January, February of next year.
Lawmakers were optimistic about SSA's progress, but several expressed concern over how furloughs of state employees processing these claims is affecting the backlog. Congressman Bob Filner testified about how furloughs are affecting California. He calls laying off state employees irrational because the federal government funds the disability claims processing. Therefore, the states really are not saving any money.
Federal law allows the Social Security Administrator to federalize DDS employees if a state, quote, substantially fails to live up to its responsibilities to process claims. To assist the administrator in this area, I have drafted a bill called Don't Delay Services Act, which would deem furloughs of the DDS employees a substantial failure, triggering the provision of existing federal law that allows SSA to federalize the DDS. This is not a perfect solution, but I think if you took this up and passed it, it would send a wake-up call to governors across the country who insist on pursuing the illogical and counterproductive policy of furloughing DDS employees.
Astru says SSA recognizes the impact furloughs are having, but didn't come out in support of the bill. And many lawmakers were also unhappy with SSA's plan to bring back the process of reconsideration. This would add another step after a citizen's claim has been initially denied. Currently, appeals go straight to an administrative law judge for reconsideration. SSA wants to bring the reconsideration process back to the states with the highest number of backlogs. Committee members and the SSA Inspector General say this would only add more time to an already lengthy process. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.